Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. PF. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all precious, stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, world? It's your boy, Big XL, riding dirty radio show. Man, I want to start this entire show off with a moment of silence and a rest in peace to Memphis rapper Young Dolph, who was shot and killed earlier today in Memphis, Tennessee. All right, rest in peace to Young Dolph, and our prayers to his family and friends and those close to him. Hopefully everyone will do their best to get through these tough times, okay? All right, rest in peace, Young Dolph. All right, man, this is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. I'm your host, Big XL. Definitely been holding down the overnight radio spot at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. every Thursday night, Friday morning. Please check me out. All right, now, we've been holding down this blog talk spot for the past 9 years, giving you some of the best interviews in the world. Also, got to say one time for the good people over at Live 365. Let me let you know a little bit about Live 365. All right, last year, we partnered up with Live 365, and we launched our very own internet radio station. All right, the name of our radio station is Ride 95. We are what's next in hip-hop and R&B. The way to access our station is very, very easy. What up, Rome? It's very, very easy. What up, Quan? What up, D? It's easy. All you got to do is go to live365.com. All right, once you go to live365.com, then you're going to go to the search engine. Once you're in that search engine, you're going to type in Ride95, R-I-D-E, Ride, the number 9. You're going to click on that logo, and you're going to have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All right, now you're going to make sure you listen all day, every day, because we give you what's best and what's next in hip-hop and R&B. You're going to hear a lot of music on Ride 95 that you're going to hear tomorrow and months after on terrestrial radio, because we're always digging early. All right, now, if you want to check us out via your mobile devices, also just as easy, all you got to do is download the Live 365 app, go to the search engine, and again, you're going to type in Ride 95. You're going to click on that station logo, and then you're going to have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All right, now, I want to say one time for everybody who checks us out via your favorite streaming service, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, wherever you check out your streams, you can check out the Ride Nerdy Show and all our exclusive interviews. All right, Ride 95, whatever. Just Google Ride Nerdy Show, Ride Nerdy Radio, and we will pop up, and you can check out interviews with some of your favorite up-and-coming artists, entertainers, entrepreneurs, activists, just people who are moving and shaking in our community, all right? Now, make sure you follow us on social media, and that's on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Riding Dirty Radio. Make sure you check us out on Facebook at Riding Dirty Radio and the number 1. And check us out on YouTube at Riding Dirty Radio TV. No, Riding Dirty TV. I'm tripping, not Riding Dirty Radio TV, okay? All right, now, ladies and boys and girls, you know how we do. This is where we give our artists the opportunity to tell you their story, let you know what's going on in their world, in their life. People that are definitely changing the culture, moment by moment, minute by minute, second by second, day by day, month by month. All right? One brick at a time. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today is no different than any other day on the Ride and Dirty platform. So I want to welcome to the show. What's going on, my G?
Hi, how are you? How you doing?
Man, I am maintaining. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm great. I'm trying to maintain as well, you know. It's a little stressful in life right now, but, you know, it's whatever.
All right, well, man, it's an honor and a pleasure for us to be talking to you and basically giving you an opportunity to speak to our listeners, our viewers, and the people who check out the show. So, again, I'm very, very humbled to have you on the platform.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I mean, yeah, it means a lot.
All right, so, man, let's get into the first thing I want to ask. Did I pronounce your name correctly? Is it Spazzy?
It's Spazzy. It's Spazzy.
Okay, Spazzy. All right, Spazzy. Let's get into the story, man. Let's take a little walk into the life of Spazzy. First and foremost,
for sure,
let the people know where you are from.
I'm from upstate New York. I live in Rochester, actually.
Okay. All right. You're from the East Coast, NYC.
Yes, sir. Oh, no, actually, upstate New York. I'm like 6 hours away from NYC.
Okay. All right. Upstate New York. So the first thing I got to ask is, what's it like being a aspiring artist from the East Coast?
It's cool. I mean, it's nice to have support, like at least like a small support from like your friends and stuff. But I'm pretty well supported around Rochester right now. So, I mean, it's cool. It's a cool feeling, you know?
Okay. All right. Now, you sound really, really young. How old are you?
Yeah, I do sound young, but I'm actually 18. I graduated.
Okay. All right. 18 years old. Definitely young in the game. When did you realize that you had talent and you wanted to pursue music as a career?
Probably like a year and a half ago when I moved to – I actually moved to like this different school for my to finish my high school career because I was doing sports at the time and that was what I wanted to do. They had like a better team, but that's besides the point. But yeah, that's when I really just started making the better music, and I kind of focused on myself because it was kind of like quarantine going on, so everyone was kind of to themselves, couldn't really do anything. So I kind of just spent that entire time working on my craft. And it's still got a lot to be mastered, but I feel that I've gotten to the point where I know my sound and everything. But, yeah, like a year and a half ago is when I felt like I could actually do something with it.
Okay. Who are some of the artists that you draw inspiration from?
I draw two artists, Kid Laroi, and Juice WRLD. The Juice WRLD is my biggest inspiration.
All right. Who are those artists again?
They make like heartbreak music. The Kid Laroi's from Australia, and the Juice WRLD, and he's like starting to blow up right now. And Juice WRLD, he actually died a couple years ago.
No,
at like 21.
No, I'm very familiar with Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD was legendary to his fan base. A lot of people said
yes,
Juice
sir.
WRLD was the Tupac of this era.
Mhm. Yeah.
Okay.
He was
now,
very
what
talented.
Makes
he could... Go ahead.
What makes you draw inspiration from those two artists, especially?
Because they're really relatable to the stuff that they talk about, and I can relate to the stuff that they talk about, seeing as how they're so young. And so obviously they're going through the same stuff as someone close to their age, like heartbreak and, you know, like depression, anxiety, things of that nature.
Okay. All right. Now, you started a year and a half ago. But what was your main inspiration?
I started about 2 years ago, but it was like a year and a half. It was like 6 months in that I decided to actually take it serious.
Okay. Now, what made you, because you know what, man, saying I want to be a rapper, saying I want to get in front of people and tell my life story, like what did you, mm-hmm. where did you draw the inspiration from? Because you say you was pursuing sports. So where did you actually draw the inspiration from to say, hey, man, I can actually do this?
Yeah, so I basically started really feeling like I could relate to what they were saying before, like the rappers, but like I started really getting impacted by it, like in real life, and I started to feel it like more than I ever had in my life. And so I was at like a low point in my life, so I felt that the only way I could express my emotions the right way and get across to people how I'm feeling is through music.
Okay. All right, definitely. Now, when you decide to pursue, what were the first steps for you? Because there are a lot of young artists who listen to this show who want to get into music. Did you start writing your thoughts down first? Did you find beats? Did you find a studio producer?
Yeah.
Like, what were some of the steps you took?
I connected with a few producers when I was like a really small as an artist, and I didn't really have like any numbers or anything. And they helped me with beats and stuff. And then, they helped me with beats. And then I had people helping me a lot. So, I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Now, if you had to describe your style, like how would you describe Spazzy?
I'm more of a heartbreak artist. I talk about the stuff that everyone wants, or that the stuff that everyone wants to hear and doesn't want to hear, basically. I just talk about the dangers of heartbreak and what it can do to you mentally, and that's basically more my lane. I'm more of like a sad rapper.
Okay, now, I got to ask, man, you're 18 years old, so where does this heartbreak come from for you?
I mean, it was actually more like this year. It was more my starting my senior year, I started to go through a lot of things with girls. And I realized how bad and how hateful people can be. And I just kind of wanted to, you know, express how I felt through music. And I started feeling really bad mentally this year. Just like randomly at random times and it was definitely because of the heartbreak girls playing with feelings, you know, usual.
Okay, now, do you remember at what age you experienced your first heartbreak?
Yeah, it was actually when I was 16. It was crazy. I'm actually going to say this is a girl. Her name was Alyssa, and I messed up. She was a really good girl. She was a really good girlfriend, but. And then I just messed it up. I kind of wanted to do my own thing. And then we argued and stuff happened. We broke up. But, yeah, that was my first heartbreak.
All right, now, did you actually write a song about Alyssa?
I don't know. I think I might have. It's really old. It's probably, like, 2 years old. It was when I, like, first started.
Okay, now, in experiencing heartbreak, how many of the females that you've dealt with that you've actually included in your songs?
Like every single one of them. Yeah, literally like every single one, and they all know.
So, what has been the reaction to some of these females when they hear this music?
I mean, obviously, like I mean, they think it sounds good, so they don't want to like hate on it because it actually sounds good, but they obviously have that place in their heart that's like, yeah, dang, he dissed me in a song. But it's like, you did that to me, so I don't know. I think they're mad in the inside, but they won't say it.
Have you ever had any of the females hear the music and want to work it out and get back together?
No, not yet.
All right, now, do you feel like once you hit that plateau, once you're big, it's Juice WRLD? Do you feel like some of these females want to work it out?
Yeah, no doubt. I think so. I'm not even going to lie, and it's not even on any, like, cocky stuff. It's just, like, I think that's just how it is. I think that's how it works.
Yeah, no doubt.
For a lot of people.
Now, being a young artist, you said you just graduated. How does your family feel about you pursuing music, and are you going to school, or are you just pursuing music full-time?
Yeah, so I go to college right now. I go to college, and then I do music at home. So I live at home, but I like going for college, and most of my classes are online. But my parents, they love my music. They think that I have a really good chance of making it, and they're really faithful in it, and they have a lot of hope in me in the long run of things. So they're very supportive of me when it comes to that.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm not going to lie, man. I checked out your video. I seen your image, and I definitely think you have the charisma and the look to make it in this game.
Thank you so much.
All right. Now, let's talk about the name Spazzy. How did that name derive?
Yeah. Everyone asked, and I just like I really just made it up. It was one day I was like, okay, I need to change my name. I can't remember what my name was before that, but I was just like, I need to change my name. It's kind of corny. And then It originally was Spazzy, but, like, I just made it up, like a random name. And then I changed it to Spazzy after, like, a month because I thought Spazzy sounded really corny. But, yeah, it was really just a made-up name, not going to lie.
Okay, all right. No meaning behind it other than the fact it came out of your mind.
Right, exactly. I'm going to put a name on it. I'm going to make it worse.
Okay. Okay, now how hard is it for you to find producers to help you bring your sound to life?
Well, where I'm at right now, I actually have settled down with a couple producers that really know my style and that I've worked with a bunch, so that's not a problem anymore, but it used to be a big problem for me, not going to lie. Like, people would always be like, yeah, like, I know your vibes, I can send you beats, and then they send beats, and it's just like, yeah, this isn't me, bro. Like, that's not what I'm going for. But, yeah, it was definitely hard to find the producers that I am grateful to have now.
All right, now you say you settled down with a couple of producers. You want to mention those producers?
Yeah, for sure. Their names are Mava, Aole, TJ, Tega, Zhao. Those are some good ones that I know.
Okay, now, how did you find, are they from your area, or how did you find those producers?
No, they're actually, like, hours from me. And I just found them through my music, really. They hit me up for my music when I started popping a little more and started doing a couple, like, a little more numbers, and I was more known a little bit. They hit me up, and then we worked, and then we kind of just developed, like, bonds through there. So we're all, like, brothers. It's pretty cool.
All right, now, I know last week, man, you took over Times Square. You had the big billboard announcement about your video. What's it like seeing your face in Times Square?
It was the most crazy feeling. I really can't even explain it. Like, my parents would tell me, like, what is it like? And I'm just like, I don't know what to say. It's just like, because I've been going there all my life. Like, I used to go there so much as a kid and look at the billboards. And I was always like, yeah, like, those billboards are so cool. Like, I want to be on there one day. And then I was, like, on it. And it's just like an unspeakable moment where you just got to really take it in and be really grateful for what you have. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. All right, now, what was your parents feeling like? How did your parents feel to see their son on a billboard?
Oh, they were so happy. They were, like, taking pictures and everything. I mean, of course they will, but they were so happy. Like, they had the biggest smiles on their faces. I love to see it.
All right, man, I ain't going to lie. I can't imagine a girl being willing to break your heart with your face on a billboard in Times Square at this point.
Yeah, nah, it hasn't. I mean, I haven't had a heartbreak since that, I'm not going to lie, but. We'll see.
Okay, no doubt. All right, so look, man, you just dropped a brand new video yesterday. Tell us the name of the video. What was the concept behind the song and who produced it?
Yeah, so the song's called Have You Ever, and it's basically just about how hard it is and how not likely it is to find true love at a young age. And that's really going to sum it up for you. And the team that made it was Fresh Visions, Tyler Gorn, Icy Frames. They all took part in that. And, yeah, shout out them. It was a great – I think the video came out great. Doing really good.
All right, now, in that video, bro, there's a scene where it's like you're in a grave, man. Tell me a little bit about that scene.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it was basically about – like, so, like, the concept of the song was – I was outside in the rain, as you saw, and then she was inside, and she was supposed to be looking at me through the inside as I'm just outside holding the umbrella, looking all sad, you know? And that grave scene is her actually just burying me alive. As you can see at the end, she, like, covers the grave, and she, like, quote-unquote buries me alive, and it's just basically killing off my mental, basically.
Okay. All right. All right, man. We live in a world where social media runs everything. Content is king. How has social media affected how you move and operate as an artist when it comes to getting your music heard by people?
It's affected it a bunch. I've actually had the chance to grow a bunch. And I had a bunch more followers on my Instagram, but it got hacked and taken down. So I had to start up new, but we're doing pretty good right now, and I'm actually loving the growth. There's a lot of engagement, and my Spotify's at about 40,000 monthly listeners right now, so that's really cool. And then my SoundCloud it just got verified a couple months ago, and it's all growing really well and steadily, and I really just trust the process that it's all going to pay off.
No doubt. All right, man. What's next after this single for you?
Okay, what's next? So I actually have the 19th and 20th. I'm performing in North Carolina. The first show is for Hip Hop Weekly magazine, and it's in Charlotte. And the second show is with Kodoku, Lil Op, and Darius King. They're just some artists in North Carolina. And they're both going to go crazy. I'm really excited for those. And then after that, looking into like earlier next year, we're looking for some releases. But I'm not going to get too much into that.
Okay, no doubt. Well, look, let the people know how to find you over the World Wide Web, whether that Instagram, that SoundCloud, how to check the video out. Let the people know how to find Spazzy.
For sure, for sure. So on Instagram, it's just SpazzyXOXO. So it's just SpazzyXOXO. And on all platforms, it's just Spazzy, Spazzy. And you can do the same thing, SpazzyXOXO on Twitter, too. So, yep.
All right, my G, do me a big favor. First and foremost, again, thank you for coming on the show.
Of course, thank you.
All right, my G, do me a favor and introduce your record to the world. Who's going to drop it?
All right, this is Have You Ever. And it was made like almost 2 months ago, but yeah, it's the most relatable song I've ever made in my life.
All right, appreciate it, my G.
Yes, sir, thank you.
You're not finding real love cause you're too young for it. That's probably why she left you on the ground when it was downpouring. Want the truth, but lately you made me think I can't afford it. Gotta be the captain on the boat and abort it. You've been dealing with some problems, baby, so have I. You ever been inside a room and looked the devil in his eyes? You ever feel you're gonna drown when you're living on ice? You ever been a gentleman and she just puts your love aside? I know money, I'll be fucked up. Only thing I need, I always call that bitch my lover. Telling me to die, but you know that I'm getting stronger. And you knew that she would break your heart. I ain't tryna bother you, but listen if you didn't start. Company. You tried to smoke away the pain and get on twisted tea. I be finding out the hard way that it's not for me. This girl tried to get me blacked out and think I didn't see. And the truth in you is that you'll never lose. Because you bitch in every argument and change how I move. And then you tell me that I switched up, oh God, guess I do. Not like every time you call my phone I answer and say who is you. You're not finding real love cause you're too young for it. That's probably why left you on the ground when it was downpouring. Want the truth, but lately you made me think I can't afford it. Gotta be the captain on the boat and avoid it. You've been dealing with some problems, baby, so have I. You ever been inside a room and looked the devil in his eyes? You ever feel you're gonna drown when you're living on ice? You ever been a gentleman and she just puts your love aside? I know money, I'll be fucked up. Only thing I need, I always call that bitch my lover. Telling me to die, but you know that getting stronger. And you knew that she would break your heart. I ain't tryna bother you, but listen if you didn't start. Baby, put your blame on me. Like I said, this shit was never ever we. Can't believe you had me meet your family. Get the jewelers cause I'm better off with a new piece. All I did was try to love you when you called me out. Don't go back to peace until you close your mouth. Got my demon ready. You've been dealing with some problems, baby, so have I. You ever been inside a room and looked the devil in his eyes? You ever feel you're gonna drown when you're living on ice? You ever been a gentleman and she just puts your love aside? You've been dealing with some problems, baby, so have I. You ever been inside a room and looked the devil in his eyes? You ever feel you're gonna drown when you're living on ice? You ever been a gentleman and she just puts your love aside?